This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why once a month, I interview a MaxList reader who found a job they love. Our guest today is Jackie Starr. She's the executive director at the Friends of the Multnomah County Library. Jackie Starr had just moved to Portland, Oregon, and because she was a newcomer in town, she thought it would be hard to find an interesting position. But in a story you can find on the MaxList website, Jackie credits networking and a compelling resume with helping her find her dream job in just 2 months. Why do you love your job, Jackie?
Friends of the Multnomah County Library is a supporting organization to the libraries. And most people have so much respect and trust with our library. So it's nice to be affiliated with an entity that has that characteristic. The reason I love my job is because I'm really passionate about community building. And many people think of books when they think of the library. For me, I think of libraries as a community hub. It's a place where you can impact the community in a positive way. And so, you know, there are a lot of programs and services that libraries offer. Could be career counseling, resume preparation.
There's a lot going on at libraries, isn't there?
Absolutely. And so that's the reason why I love libraries, because they do so much for the community.
And people really love libraries, don't they, Jackie?
They do. They do.
And why do you think that's so?
Because I think a lot of people remember their childhood memories with the library. Many people were introduced to the library as a child. I know I was.
Yeah.
And it's just such a great place to go to get your books and get excited. You know, I know when I was a kid, it was more of a focus on me getting books. It was a selfish situation of what I could get. But as I've grown to know more about libraries, I really can appreciate what they do for communities.
Did you go to the library with your family? Maybe
I
your
did.
Sister,
my mom would
siblings?
Take me to the library regularly. The North Portland Library was my library for my neighborhood, and I would pick out books. And the thing that I loved the most with the library card, I felt like it was a credit card, and so I felt really adult-like using my credit card to get the books. And so that was my favorite part of actually checking out the books and giving them my library card / credit card.
Did you have a favorite librarian at that branch?
I didn't. I didn't have any real connections with the librarian. I would go in and my mom would help me choose books. I'm not for sure if they had a lot of the youth programs as much as they have now. So I would just go in strictly to get the books.
And when you talk to people who go to libraries, do you find they have stories like yours about a family member taking them to the library?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody has a library story. I have not come across anyone who can't relate to the library as a child, even. You know, it's a free place to go. So, you know, even for people who don't have a lot of money, you want to do something with the kids, a family event, it's free. And then, too, you know, the libraries are one of the few places where pretty much everybody can expect to be treated fairly and with respect. It's not a lot of places like that. And so it's just a safe place to be.
You're not trained as a librarian. You're not a professional librarian. What were you doing before you joined the Friends of Multnomah Library?
Most of my career was in the financial services arena.
It's very different than working in a library,
isn't it? Very different, yeah. It's private sector. And so probably a little over 10 years ago, I wanted to make a switch. I was looking for just more career fulfillment, feeling like my work is really making a difference. And so I did make the transition from private sector to nonprofit. And so I've been working with nonprofits for a little over 10 years now. So when it was time to look for this position, I knew I wanted to work for a nonprofit. And I wanted to work for a nonprofit that would positively impact the community. And when I saw this opportunity on MaxList, it immediately was of interest to me.
Did you go through a process how did you decide that you were ready for a nonprofit work and ready to leave financial services? Did you go through a goal-setting process, Jackie, or work with a career coach?
I did work with a career coach, but this was after being in financial services for about 17 years. On Sunday night, when you're getting ready to go to work on Monday, I just wasn't feeling good about it. I got a little
Sunday night scaries, sometimes they're called.
Yeah. And so obviously it's time to make a change. And so I was kind of concerned because, you know, you're trying to transfer your skills. It's two different type of jobs. But I did work with a career coach. We worked really hard on looking at the type of nonprofits that would be best for me, looking at my successes and skills that would transfer and be meaningful to nonprofit work. And got a nice resume built on things I had already done, things I could talk about, and I had success with my first nonprofit experience.
Well, and that was the Friends of Multnomah County Library?
No, this was a nonprofit, was a financial literacy organization, which was really close to what I was doing in the financial services arena, but it was focused more on teaching the basics of money to underserved communities, particularly with youth.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the job you have today. When you returned to Portland and you were really new to town when you got this job, what was it like looking for work in a new city?
It was overwhelming at first because I didn't know what to expect. And you're right, this was my first time as an adult looking for work in Portland. I didn't really know a lot of business professionals. My network wasn't that big. I was kind of at ground zero. So what I decided that I would do is in my everyday activities and interactions, I would just express that I was looking for a job. And so I was getting my nails done once at a salon, and I met a nice person. I was telling her that I was looking for a job, preferably in the nonprofit industry. And she was like, I work for a nonprofit. You should look at MaxList. And that's how I got introduced to MaxList, because I wasn't familiar
with it
prior to that.
Was that hard for you, Jackie, to tell people that you were looking for work? Sometimes, especially when people are out of work, they feel a sense of shame. And I've certainly gone through this myself. Personally, I was out of work twice earlier in my career, so I know what that feels like.
Absolutely. And I think that's a big mistake that people make, particularly in a place like Portland, because people are so friendly. This is the West Coast. It's a little bit more laid back. People want to help you. And if you don't ask for help, it's hard for people to give you the help that you need. And so I just learned from having some bad experiences where I experienced unemployment too long because I wasn't sharing my story and telling people that I was in a job search. And so it's real easy for me now just to let people know I'm in a job search. You have any tips or ideas, just as regular conversation.
And I agree with you that people are friendlier on the West Coast. I'd lived on the East Coast myself. Right. You were on the East Coast for a number of years.
30 years.
Yeah. Did you find, though, that while people might not have been as friendly as they are here in Oregon, that they are also willing to help if you ask?
I went to college in Washington, D.C., so it was easy for me to start building my network early, you know, from college friends. Then you get involved with different organizations, networking. And so it was easy for me to ask for assistance because I was very well connected from a very, very early age.
And those connections help. And you also found that people would say yes.
Absolutely.
When you asked for help.
Absolutely.
On the East Coast.
Yes.
You talked about when you were new in town, one of the things that worked for you well was telling people that you were looking for work, whether you were at the nail salon or elsewhere. What are some other job hunting tips you might have, not only for people who might be new to Portland, but new to any city?
The thing I would suggest for people to do is just to become active and get involved, you know, in things that you're interested in. It could be church. It could be a hiking club. It could be a reading group. It could be a professional organization. And the more that you're involved, you're going to meet people with common interests and with people wanting to help you, and you build these relationships. It can only help guide you as you go through various job searches. So I just would suggest for people to get active in things that they're interested in and meet people that way, particularly if they're nervous about networking. Networking doesn't have to be so formal as people think it is. I will say, back in the day, there were like a lot of networking events. I don't think that it needs to be so formal like that. It could just be your everyday interactions and things that you involve yourself in.
It's all about relationships in the end, isn't
Absolutely.
It, Jackie?
Yes, it's all about relationship building.
And you can do that while pursuing a hobby or being involved in a church or a synagogue or a neighborhood group, can't you?
Yes, And even I'm finding in a lot of the faith-based organizations, they have ministries around careers and job searching and that. So
I've seen that not only in Oregon, but across the country, many churches and other faith communities will offer job seeker clubs.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So that can, if you're part of one of those communities, that can be a great place to look. And I've also found that even if you're not a member of that particular community, the people who run those clubs are very welcoming as well.
Absolutely.
You said in your article for us that your resume, in addition, networking made a huge difference, but your resume also made a big difference in your search. How did you put together your resume, Jackie?
I've worked with career coaches.
Yeah.
And a good career coach is going to really have you give some thought to, you know, what are your strengths? What are the things that you do well? What type of jobs are going to be of interest to you? Where do you get the most satisfaction? And so I call it pre-work. You have to do a little bit of pre-work so that you understand exactly what you're trying to do. And so my career coach really helped me to get down that path by, you know, presenting the right questions. And it was a tough experience for me just to think in that way. You know, but it was such a valuable experience for me. And I know a lot of people are hesitant to use a career coach because they can be expensive. They're costly. But for me, I found it was very valuable. So I would definitely recommend a career coach.
What tips do you have for a listener who might want to work with a career coach but doesn't know how to get started?
To get started, because a lot of times I think with a job search, you put it off because you feel like it's going to be challenging. Oh, you're not going to find what you want. You feel like you might be rejected. So to me, it's just like just getting started. Sometimes just putting your foot forward and getting started with the process.
How did you find your coach? Was it through a referral? Did you look online? What worked for you?
A networking group. And actually, it was a friend. And so that's how I had found out about a coach. I didn't even know about career coaches at that time. But I was just talking to people about my job search, and somebody recommended that I employ a career coach.
Yours is a part-time position, and many of our listeners do want the flexibility that comes with part-time work, but I hear from them that it's often very challenging to find part-time jobs. Was it hard for you to find part-time work?
I thought that was going to be the most challenging part for me, to find the type of job that I would want to do on a part-time basis. But maybe my timing was good because I immediately identified two positions that I was interested in with nonprofits that were part-time on MaxList. I applied for them, and I ultimately got offered both positions. So I made the choice with Friends of the Library because I just felt like it could impact the community the most. So,
well, I want to dig into that a little bit. How did you know this position was the right career move for you? Again, clearly you'd done the work with a coach. You knew you wanted to be in the nonprofit sector, and I'm sure the work you did on your resume reflected that. But why was this position the right career move?
The reputation of the library. You know, you get to a point where you want your name to be associated with good stuff, and that's what the library is. So that was the first thing, just based on the reputation. I also thought that the board of directors was very thoughtful in their interview process. I was able to interview on three different occasions. One of the interviews was actually with the staff, and I thought that was really good because not only are you being interviewed within an interview, it's your opportunity to learn more about the organization, the culture, and the people. And so just the way that they handled their interview process made me even more compelled to go after this job.
Talk more about that. I think many candidates might walk into an interview thinking that they've got to impress the interviewers, but they often don't ask questions themselves. But it sounds like you were interested in learning more about the organization, but you had your own questions too, I'm guessing.
Yes, because even though this is a part-time opportunity, I'm spending a lot of my time. And as we get older, time is valuable. And so, you know, I want to make sure that I'm making the right decision for me as well. And I'm hoping that I'm the right fit for the organization as well. And so I think they're both equally important, that both of us are making decisions that are going to be in our best interests, both of us.
Any questions you recommend that people ask to get clear about whether a position is in their best interest?
Yeah, understanding, you know, the goals of the organization, you know, what does the job entail? You know, what's a typical day in the job, if they know that? If you have the pleasure of interviewing with employees, what do they see as important for a leader? You know, what are the things that are important to them? And just trying to get as much information as you can and trying to see if this is something you can fit in.
What didn't work in your job search, Jackie?
This particular job search was successful. I didn't have any challenges, but I will say in the past, I've had challenges because, you know, you really want a job, you interview, you don't get it. You know, I've had enough experience with jobs where I know that if one door closes, eventually another door is going to open. It could be that it's not the right job, it's not the right time. And so because I've had so much experience with job seeking, I'm okay with the rejection part, but I am concerned about young people who come out of college and they're having a hard time. And so, you know, I really would like for them just to stay encouraged to, you know, keep it moving, and eventually they will find their dream job too. Now, I will say some jobs aren't as pleasant, but in order to appreciate a dream job, you sometimes have to have unpleasant experiences as well so that you can really appreciate that dream job when you get it.
What's your number one job hunting tip?
I think the number one job hunting tip would be just to share that you're looking for a job and what type of job you're looking for. You'd be surprised how people will step forward and want to help you.
Well, thanks so much, Jackie. You can learn more about Jackie's job search by visiting maxlist.org/stories. And check out the MaxList website for dozens of other success stories. On the second Friday of every month, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who's found a dream job. Again, go to maxlist.org/stories. In the meantime, thank you for listening to today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job.